Is it just us three?
I guess so. I see. Oh. Matt is on. I asked him if he wanted to join us, but I don't know.
It says for me you just logged off a little bit ago.
He just logged on again.
Oh. It's not showing up, man.
Who's listening to music?
It's Chad, I can tell.
I was watching old commercials for Final Fantasy VIII.
Why would you do that?
I don't know, I just felt like it.
The only good thing...
Can you believe, even back then, they charged 7,800 yen for that game? Let's see how much that is with inflation.
I don't know, but, I tell you what, it's enough to satisfy Square Enix's, you know, whatever.
That game did have a pretty awesome opening.
It did, but, like, the characters were all complete twats.
Yeah, Gunblade Warrior kind of soured me on the entire game.
The entire idea of a gunblade in the first place is kind of ridiculous. It's like, it's a sword, but it takes bullets, and if you pull the trigger when you hit somebody, it hurts more.
Yep.
I always had a hard time understanding that even as a kid. I was like, when you pull the trigger, does it, like, vibrate or something?
Why don't you ask your mom, Ryan?
Ha ha!
Alright, so, just want to talk about G-Form streams a little bit. Did it satisfy your standards of quality excellence, either of you?
Didn't watch, LOL.
It's better than the off-screen stuff you were doing last year.
That is true. Just wish I hadn't lost the audio for the second episode. And I wish they could be higher, the video quality could be higher.
Does Ustream not do 720p?
No, they do 240p.
Why don't you move to Justin TV?
Justin TV does 720p?
Yeah, all the giant bump stuff gets done in 720p.
Well, they're probably primo customers. I'm not really looking for
I watch 4-player podcast on Justin TV, and the quality always seems to be pretty dang good.
I'll look into it then. Justin TV also has, like, a dedicated gamer network called Twitch TV, which I was also looking into the other day.
And they don't run ads in the middle of the stream.
Right. I just felt like sticking to Ustream because it was Nintendo, Square Enix, and I think Sony maybe all used Ustream during TGS and stuff.
Yeah, Ustream is like the... They've gotten in good with the big wigs. I think even the Emmys one time was streamed on Ustream.
Right, so I just wanted to make it, like, you know, super official-like.
So, have either of you seen Sony's new Long Live the Play ad?
Nope.
Oh, yeah, I saw it.
Oh, yeah. I thought it was pretty, like, that's how you do a big ad like that for a brand.
Yeah. I mean, it kind of, like, I was looking on the Gap thread, it kind of made people want, like, a Sony fighting game that much more.
Oh, yeah, definitely. It's, Andrex, and for our listeners who haven't seen it, it's basically, like, a whole bunch of Sony-exclusive characters and non-exclusive characters sitting in a bar sharing, like, war stories. And it all comes back to, like, one person that they all know in common. And the person that they're talking about is the gamer who played all the games.
Huh. And what is this for?
It's just, like, a Sony brand ad for the PlayStation brand.
Yeah, they're starting some new one, Long Live Play. Supposed to be them appealing to hardcore gamers. Since Move has pretty much bombed, they're back to hardcore games.
Oh, yeah. Well, the Long Live the Play thing really went over well when Kevin Butler made an appearance at E3 a year ago. So, I mean, like, that was basically the gist of his speech that he gave.
Oh, yeah.
And that's what I got out of that ad.
But there were some pretty obscure characters in there. Like, they picked, I think it was Jack from Tekken. Like, why would you pick, of all the Tekken characters, you pick Jack?
I liked seeing Sackboy playing chess with.
Oh yeah.
Was he playing chess? And there's just like this little tiny Sackboy playing this great big chessboard.
Yeah, it was cool. Like they got Nolan North to like do the voice of Nathan Drake.
Yeah, they got all the voices too. They even had the one for Old Snake definitely didn't match up the voice to the voice didn't match up to the live action actor though.
Oh yeah.
War.
I thought they should have like gotten like a better old guy to do the. He didn't really look like Snake.
Yeah, and he didn't really look that old either. He just looked like they were trying to make him.
Well, was this was live action?
Yeah. Yeah.
Ah, I thought it was like CG.
It's no, it's actually pretty cool too. It's like they're all in a bar, like in a.
Right.
Yeah.
Does it have an actual name for it?
Long Live Play.
Okay.
Yeah, it should. It was a promoted video on YouTube. Maybe it's on the front page.
I think Spoovy's trying to get into contact with me. Oh, no, that was you. Okay. Should we add Spoovy?
If he wants to be added, add him. But like, you know, don't bug him.
Well, I don't want him coughing all over us and giving us viruses over the internet.
Mm-hmm. Oh no, computer virus!
Although he has a Mac, so that would be.
He can't infect us.
My God.
So, Chad, what do you think of this whole Windows 8 thing?
Windows 8?
It looks like a cluster fluff to me.
Yeah, I think in practice, what's going to happen is just most people are going to gravitate towards the Metro style.
Uh huh.
And not really leave, but from some of the impressions I was seeing online, it seemed like there was way more switching back and forth to regular Windows and Windows 8 than they would have liked.
Right. I mean, it is pretty early, but it just seems like they're making two different operating systems that sort of share the same code base. Like, you know, Metro apps, they made a big deal that those can only be written in HTML5 and JavaScript.
Yeah.
And you can't, you know, do anything native with those. So that pretty much leaves, you know, traditional window developers out in the cold. But then again, Metro is only going to be the UI on, like, tablets and touch screens. I mean, it's going to be, like, the default on desktops, too. But yeah. I can't imagine people won't switch that off.
Yeah. I think the biggest concern I heard was that, that because it's going to be the default UI for all the things, you have to build for the lowest common denominator. So you still have to build for your user having to interact with a keyboard and a mouse.
Right.
So you're not going to have games that have, like, direct input.
Right. I mean, you could probably get by with, you know, emulating, like, mouse control as touch, maybe.
Yeah, but what if you're playing, like, a word game, you need to touch, like, a specific letter on the screen? I mean, you can move the mouse over there, but it's not going to feel right.
Right. Yeah, there's going to be a lot of stuff like that, and I think it'll take until, like, Windows 9 before Microsoft, you know, it finally, you know, clicks, and it's like everybody finally gets it.
Yeah.
Like, I was reading an article today on the new Windows Explorer. You know, it has the ribbon and, like, a bunch of contextual stuff. And I'm like, I like the ribbon, but I also really liked Windows Explorer in Vista and 7. I mean, it was just, you had that nice little, you know, contextual strip, and that was it. You know, it was really minimal, and I really liked it. Now, I don't know what to feel like.
Well, you know, you can always turn the ribbon off, which is what I'll be doing day one.
No, you can minimize it. I don't know if you can actually turn it off.
Minimize it. It's the same thing.
Right.
But I appreciate that Microsoft, they kind of took what HP was doing with WebOS and saying that, you know, let's kind of get away from making native code specific to one platform. Let's start building things on a standard, you know, HTML5 and JavaScript.
Right. I still get the feeling, though, even with WebOS, it was kind of like HP's flavor of, you know, HTML5, you know, you couldn't, like, directly take a web app. Like, the Chrome Web Store is, like, an interesting counterpoint, I feel, because you can actually definitely put, you know, standard HTML5 into that store. And you have, like, a tiny little manifest file that you have to write. And it just works. Whereas Windows 8, I feel like there's going to be a bunch of APIs that you can plug into, and a lot of developers will. But it'll be, like, a kind of lock-in, almost.
But WebOS was... it was building towards a one standard, because people were actually taking unmodified WebOS games and putting them on the Nokia N900, which runs... it's Linux, but it runs on MAMO.
Right. That's interesting. I never heard about that before.
Yeah. So that's one of the reasons why I was so excited for Migo, because, you know, everybody was... I want HTML5 to be, like, the standard, because I kind of feel that if we can all reach this, like, commonality standard, it'll make things a lot simpler.
Right.
So if I can use HTML5 to control something, like one of the biggest complaints I have right now is that I'm locked into, like, the Apple ecosystem. So if I want to control iTunes, I can only control it with another iOS device.
Right.
But if we could start building towards HTML5, I could just... you know, go to a link in a web browser, in any web browser, and control iTunes or control Windows Media Center.
Right. Well, you know, you knew what you were getting into when you bought into Apple's lock-in.
Yeah.
As a developer, you know, I'm very excited about HTML5, and, you know, I've been doing a lot of stuff with it for, you know, 1 or 2 years now, and, you know, the rate of progress is definitely something to behold. I mean, it's like, it feels like every day some new article pops up in Google Reader that just shows off this incredibly cool functionality, and then, you know, I hear that, you know, Chrome's implemented it in the dev versions already, and I'm like, whoa, I can start using this pretty soon.
Yeah.
But then there's also, you know, the elephant in the room, which is Internet Explorer, which has, you know, they're trying to keep up with all this stuff, but the release schedule is just way too slow, and, you know, it feels like something from the dinosaur age, you know. Even Mozilla realized that they have to get quicker with stuff. You know,
that's, yeah, like, I still run into things on using Firefox. Like, I tried to go on Giant Bomb and use, like, their HTML5 video player, and it won't work on Firefox. Because they won't support, I think it's H.264
right,
that Firefox
doesn't
support natively.
Yeah, that's politics, really.
Is it politics, or is that Firefox just not... I mean, Mozilla just not having money?
It's politics. I'm pretty sure. They made a big deal about taking, you know, a stance about it. Maybe it was money. I can't imagine that. Mozilla is hurting for money, but they probably don't want to put up that money. But yeah, they did make a big stink about it. And then earlier this year, Google said that they're taking support for it out of Chrome, which is kind of a ballsy move. And I don't know if it's actually out yet. I have to check.
Well, if you still had it, wouldn't it just not be in, like, the new version? Wouldn't it be, like, just for new users?
Yeah.
Okay. So, I mean, if you had it now, then, like, are they going to take it out of, what, Chrome 18?
Yeah. Something like that. They said they're going to take it out.
Ew.
Because they have WebM. You know, that's the big thing they're pushing. And Mozilla and Opera signed on to that.
Yeah. But I've heard that WebM, like, you know, there could still be, you know, patent lawsuits pending for that.
Could be patent lawsuits pending. They call it a submarine patent. And that means, like, anybody could come out of the blue and sue you for... using, you know, patents that you didn't know about. But that's really true of any technology. To take, you know, Ogg Vorbis, which is the audio part of WebM, that's been around for 10 years, and it's been used, you know, in all kinds of things, you know, hardware, you know, software and stuff like that, and nobody's come forward and, you know, done anything about that. So,
it's because no one cares about Ogg Vorbis.
Yeah.
Well, yeah. I care about it because it's HTML5 games have to use it.
MP3 Master Race reporting in.
Right.
Yeah.
MP3 is...
or FLAC.
Pretty
well,
crappy.
MP3 also, you have to pay for that.
Yeah.
Flack is free, baby.
Oh, Flack is free?
Yeah, free. What do you think Flack stands for? Free lossless audio codec.
Oh. I didn't know that.
Yeah. Yeah, Flack is pretty cool, but the file sizes are not very cool.
Better than WAV. Jeez. Let's save everything as a WAV file.
Yeah. The worst is still MPEG 2. Like, I think a lot of people don't notice it now because I think Microsoft, they paid for it. For, I think, Windows XP and further, they all have MPEG 2 encoders. But my dad brought me a laptop one time. He's all like, all I want to do is watch DVDs on this laptop. And I'm all like, okay. And I'm all like, it has a DVD drive. Put the DVD in. It's all, there's no MPEG 2 encoder. Right. And it was running Windows 2000. So I literally spent 2 hours trying to figure out a way to get an MPEG 2 that I didn't have to pay for, like a free MPEG 2 codec on that laptop.
Yeah, it's a giant pain in the ass. Oh, welcome, Spooey, if you're there.
Why, hello there.
Okay. You don't have to introduce yourself every single time by saying that.
I'm Spooey.
Your voice is distinct enough.
G4 Spooey.
And I'm sick. So. But you already knew that.
Did I?
Didn't you?
I've always been sick. What did I miss in this great show of yours?
Oh, we were talking about, you know, Windows 8 and, you know, boring stuff that you wouldn't really be interested in.
I'll sum it up. First, we talked about the new Sony ad.
No, we talked about Final Fantasy VIII.
Final Fantasy VIII. Okay, yeah. And then we got on to, I guess you could call it software wank. I think that's the best way I can describe it.
Right, yeah. It's nerdy talk, really.
Yeah.
With MPEG 2 codecs?
Yes.
That part I caught.
Right, yes.
Okay. Now, I'm going to take the floor here for a sec, because, like, I'm probably the only person who is interested in this, and I'm going to plug it anyhow, because they're all out now. All of the Fallout New Vegas add-ons have been released.
How many did they release in total?
There's 4 major add-ons that add on, like, new world space, and then there's 2 mini ones that add, like, weapons and stuff.
Oh.
Okay, so you got Dead Money, which is essentially, like, a survival horror part of the game. It's, I'm not going to go into it, but it's basically just an entire new campaign that's basically survival horror. And you got Honest Hearts that deals with, like, religion after the bombs fell, and, like, tribals and stuff, and that was really cool.
I saw one picture of that. It was, like, a ninja. It just looked like something I totally would not expect from Fallout. I was actually interested in it.
Has the Game of the Year edition been released yet?
No. I can guarantee... I don't think they're going to call it Game of the Year edition, though, because I don't think anybody gave it the Game of the Year. They're probably going to call it, like, the Complete Edition or the Ultimate Edition or something.
Is it going Gold Edition?
This isn't,
Is it Bug-Free Edition?
Wasteland Edition.
Wasteland Edition, yeah.
Wasn't there that game, that Naughty Bear game, that, like, sold, like, 5 copies, and then they re-released it with the Gold Edition, and then it sold, like, 2 copies?
I read about it. I watched a single video, and I was just like, who would play this?
Why would you do
that to yourself? It's a game called Naughty Bear. It's really stupid looking. It's one of those games that gets off on being
it's a one joke game basically.
Yeah, it's like it's a bear and it's gory. You play a teddy bear that kills things.
That's crazy.
Sounds like an iOS game.
Except it was like a $50. Wasn't it like a $50 Xbox 360 game?
$60. It was full price for PS3 and Xbox, I think.
And they said, nobody bought it the first time. Let's come out with a new version of it.
Okay, so back to New Vegas. Then you got Old World Blues, which is your comedy add-on with a bunch of futuristic stuff. Lonesome Road, which is your main character backstory add-on. And I'd recommend them all. I think, Honest Hearts the least, though, because it wasn't as fun as the others.
And, so, did they ever fix the ending to that game? Because I heard it was like Fallout 3 originally, where you know, it ended, and then you couldn't load up. Well, you couldn't, like, save after.
The thing is that Fallout 3 was the first Fallout game to, you know, have an add-on that let you play after the ending. But the thing about the definitive ending in New Vegas is to be able to still play afterwards, it wouldn't make any sense. Because, like,
so you still have to load up a save file.
Yeah, it makes one for you right before you head to the final battle. And, like, it literally just would not make any sense, because what happens at the end of the game, like, changes the, like, the world. Not the world, of course, but the world of the game, like, indefinitely.
I'm imagining it's like that Prince of Persia reboot. Like, they find some temple, and then suddenly, like, there's, like, greenery everywhere, and does that happen?
No.
Damn.
No, it does not. It's more of a... The game, it has, like, a political storyline, really. Mm. I think that's what I like about it.
Are all of the Fallouts set in the same universe?
Yes.
Even that, like, top-down, 2D-ish game that came out for, like, PS2?
We here at Fallout, we here at the Fallout Fanboy Club really like to forget about the I know what you're talking about. You're talking about the Brotherhood of Steel.
Yes, that's the one.
Yeah.
I almost bought that, but I didn't. And...
Well, you have so many games that you bought that you haven't played.
Yes, that is true.
See, we try to forget about that, and I personally try to forget about Fallout Tactics, because it was not very good at all.
Those were in the in-between years, right? When I guess Fallout wasn't really doing so well as far as the brand.
Well, it was doing well, because, like, you know, when it's doing well, they can afford to make
crap
little add-ons and, like, you know, outsource them to random developers that nobody cares about. And that's exactly what they did with Brotherhood of Steel.
I was thinking they did that with New Vegas and Obsidian.
Ha ha. No, New Vegas is literally the only, you know, the only non-numbered Fallout that's worth playing. And Fallout 3 still, like, kind of pushes it.
I hear
I'm sure they'll save Fallout 4 for the next generation.
I'm sure they will, but,
Is it going to be like Grand Theft Auto 4 and take, like, 10 years to come out?
I doubt it, because it's Bethesda, and, like, once they get a new, what do they call that? Engine. Once they get a new engine going, they use it for their next, like, 10 billion games. So, they have a new one for Skyrim, so Fallout 4 will be out, like, well, Skyrim's coming out November 11th. Fallout 4 will be out November 12th.
Fallout 4?
Yeah. November 12th. You heard it here first, folks.
That's a game?
The thing is,
well,
are they going to build it? Are they going to build it with the Skyrim engine, or are they going to build it with id Tech 5?
I have no idea.
Bethesda owns it.
I really don't know, but I'm assuming that Bethesda is going to use the Skyrim engine for the next few games.
I heard.
But if Rage bombs, like, what's the financial viability of having it?
I know. I've heard Rage isn't doing so well on PC, at least.
It doesn't look fun to me.
Right, we talked about this before.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, we did, yeah. Because it just looks like a zombie or whatever.
But it has RPG functionality, but then again, what does it nowadays? Well,
yeah, that's what they said about Borderlands, but that was an RPG, like I'm like...
There were actually numbers coming off
like
of the enemies.
I'm an Xbox fan.
You know, Michael Pachter said Borderlands was sent out to die.
Oh, yeah.
And then it's
who
sold,
cares
like,
what that
copies.
Group thinks?
It was surprising that Borderlands, so I remember the month it came out, it sold almost as much as Uncharted 2.
Well, Uncharted series doesn't really sell that much, doesn't it?
Yeah, but Uncharted, like, Sony put the embargo so that, like, all of those perfect scores for Uncharted 2 came out before the game came out. So it's like we all knew that Uncharted 2 was a very good game before it came out.
And now they're teaming up with Subway.
Yes.
Did you see those commercials?
I haven't seen.
They've been playing. Oh, sorry.
No. I was going to ask Ryan why is he in the beta.
Is it private?
No, you go to Subway and get a cup.
You do?
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
Jesus.
There's a Subway literally like a couple blocks from my house.
Has anybody watched baseball this week for the playoffs?
Who watches baseball?
Apparently, Sony believes people do because they have those Uncharted Subway ads running during it.
And I'm pretty sure watching baseball is like the most useless thing that you can do.
It's about grown men with balls and sticks, and they hit the balls with the sticks. I mean, you can't get better than that.
That's genuine entertainment. That's American entertainment right there.
I'd rather have men hitting balls with sticks than just grabbing them and throwing them.
Yeah. So. And kicking them into like other sticks that are stacked on top of each other.
Now we see.
That was my vague description of football.
That was very good.
Yeah.
Or, so nobody bothered to get into the Uncharted 3 multiplayer?
I had no idea.
Well, one of the interesting about it is that it's the full multiplayer. So everything that you do in this will carry over to the full game.
I like that.
Yeah.
I'm going to Subway tomorrow.
Eat fresh.
Like, I walked by the same Subway I'm talking about today. Mm-hmm. And you know the best part is? I walked by and got a drink at Circle K instead. That was the entire reason I left the house, was to go to Circle K.
May I ask you one question?
Yeah.
When did the Mongols rule China? That's a Bill and Ted reference.
Spooey, stop being weird.
I don't even remember that line. I've seen that movie like 5 times.
They're trying to study, and then like the lady's walking up, and they're at the Circle K, and they said, "When did the Mongols rule China?" And she says, "I don't know. I just work here."
Is it Circle K? They had Circle K back then?
Yeah. Do they still have it now? I've never seen a Circle K ever in my life.
We have Circle K down here.
It must not be in my region.
It used to be a Dairy Mart, but then they were like, screw you, it's Circle K now. This is a very constructive conversation.
Please continue with your Subway adventure.
Oh, yes. I very much like sweet onion chicken teriyaki. Subway.
I get the Subway mouth a lot.
Wait, did you say the teriyaki's good or gross, Chad?
Gross.
What?
I don't like teriyaki sauce.
It's sweet onion sauce.
Yeah. Not a big fan of onions.
Well, it doesn't really taste like onions, but I do get onions on the sub, though, so.
How exactly, again, do I type into Skype? Does anybody know that?
The chat bubble. It's a little, it looks like a comic bubble at the bottom.
Anyways.
Oh, there it is. Okay.
Yeah. So, how about the video games, folks?
So I gotten into the Old Republic beta. Ask away. I think I'm under NDA, but I don't think it was ever explicitly pointed out to me. So
how much of that game do you play before you meet other people? Because I heard it was like a WoW.
No, I met people first thing. First area, there's other people there. I don't know if that was a beginner's area or not.
How does it start out? Is there like an opening movie and then like
it just starts? So I've only played one class so far, and I'm level 11 out of 50, I think. But basically what happens is you make your character, well, first you choose light or dark side, and then you make your character. And then depending on which side you did, it plays one of the CG trailers that's already been released with like a different voiceover. Someone has audio going around in the background.
Stuff.
So yeah, one of those CG trailers plays, you know, hope for the light side and deceived for the dark side. And then I was basically put on this planet, Tython, I think it's called. That's the Jedi home base since the temple on Coruscant was destroyed. And I basically got to beat up a bunch of sort of animal kind of people that don't really have, like, they're not really like
space furries.
Yeah, they're not really like intelligent.
Space furries, man. Yeah.
Right.
Continuing with that.
But then, basically, it really feels like a single-player game, almost. I mean, I guess the biggest thing I can compare it to is, like, if Final Fantasy XII were actually online-enabled. Like, it's kind of like that same idea. Like, you have this single-player progression, but there's other people running around, almost. Mm-hmm.
So there are other people, like, running around immediately, like, when you first got on that planet?
Yeah, unless the game was fooling me and there were really NPCs, there were other people there.
I don't like that.
I don't know if it was a beginner's area or not.
Speaking of Star Wars, have you guys seen the Star Wars Blu-ray changes?
No, and I don't care to see them.
Yeah.
Wait, listen. That is Obi-Wan Kenobi and his crazy old man with dementia yell. Or as YouTube has dubbed it, the sound that Obi-Wan makes when he steps on a Lego.
Okay, so post that in the chat.
Okay, hold on. I got to find the version with both.
So
it's they changed the sound that Obi-Wan makes to scare off Tusken Raiders.
You know, I've always liked the Star Wars lore, but I never really cared for the movies all that much, to be honest.
I like the original three quite a bit.
Yeah.
I don't know.
The prequels were cool when I was a little kid. You know, I was like, oh, you know, it's explosions and stuff. But now that I've gotten older, I'm just like, these are kind of stupid.
Yeah. Yeah, that's true. But that was the point of them, you know, to get youngsters excited about Star Wars.
Yeah, and to get Lucas's pockets aligned with gold.
Well, that was the end goal, yes.
Well, he got divorced and his wife took all his money, so
he's coming with enough. Like, he doesn't have, like, you know, $1 billion in an offshore bank or something.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's in the bank with the original masters that he claims he can't find.
There was actually this interview with him in like the 1980s, and he was like asked, like, a bunch of changes were happening to, like, these old black and white films when they're being, you know, released on home video. So he's like, we have a duty to protect the originals at all costs. And it was such a slap in the face, you know, reading that. It's like, wow, Lucas, wow.
Have you guys seen the Star Wars Holiday Special?
Nah.
I have seen part of it.
Oh, it's brilliantly awful.
I've seen the
it's
actual
almost as
video
bad
itself.
As something really bad. I was I just remember them up in a tree, and it was like, what are they, Ewoks or something like that? It was like Love Day or something like that. What was it
Life
called?
Day. Life Day. Yeah. And, yeah. Like, it was blatantly obvious that, like, I'm pretty sure Harrison Ford was drunk when they filmed. Like, I'm not even kidding. And same with
did the Brady Bunch show up and, like, dance or something in it? Because that was, like, all the rage back in those days.
No Brady Bunch. But I'm pretty sure Carrie Fisher was drunk, too. I'm not even kidding. Like, there was just something was really off about her.
The only good Christmas special will forever be the Power Rangers Christmas special.
I've never
Which
seen
Which one?
The original one.
I'm Dreaming of a White Christmas?
No, the original one.
Yeah, wasn't that the episode called I'm Dreaming of a White Christmas?
I don't know. It's been a while since I watched it. I don't even remember.
Did you know that Tracy Lynn Cruz, who played Ashley in Turbo and Space, was in that episode, even though she wouldn't join the show for years?
I didn't even watch Turbo and Space.
Oh, you lost out, my friend.
Oh, well, none of us here are big Power Ranger nerds like you are, so.
I was.
It doesn't even get good in full space.
You see one episode of Power Rangers, I'm pretty sure you've seen all of them. Yeah. It's kind of like Pokemon.
Pokemon changes it up sometimes.
No, it's pretty much just Ash meets a new friend. His new friend has a really cool Pokemon. Team Rocket tries to steal that cool Pokemon and Pikachu at the end. But then they blast off again at the end.
And then they say, Ekans.
Yeah, and James gets eaten by his Victory Bell.
He doesn't even have his Victory Bell anymore.
It doesn't matter. He's always got. There's always some Pokemon that harms either James or Jesse, or Wobbuffet. You know, does his salute. That's it. They very small changes occur from season to season.
I would disagree on that.
Team Rocket specifically, they were changed a little drastically in Black and White. Only when they were wearing their darker costumes, though. In their darker costumes, they were actually, menacing and stuff. And they didn't actually run into Ash all that often. They were off doing their own things for Team Rocket.
We're aware this show is for children, right?
But then, when they changed into their white costumes midway through, they turned back into, their old selves for some reason.
My God.
Did they ever release that one episode where James, had boobs?
In America? No.
What? That was back in, the original series, they censored, four episodes from Japan, and there was, one episode where I guess he pretends to be a girl, and he actually has boobs. We didn't get that one for some reason over here in the U.S. I don't know what happened with that.
Right.
Now, so, Spooey has Power Rangers, and Andrex has, Pokemon. Chad, do you want to talk about My Little Pony? Andrex's magic?
I am not watching that.
I have heard that was actually good.
Well, that
but I have not seen it myself.
People with autism, who are living in the past. I think the art is done by the same person who did the art for, I don't know, Powerpuff Girls or something. And people are like, "Oh, it's so good! It's it's not. It's for little girls. It really is.
I was
convinced by someone to watch the first episode, and I was 15 minutes in. I was like, "When does it get fun? What is this? This is just these are ponies being nice to each other. This isn't good television."
It really. The most annoying part is, of course, the people who you're like. You know, this show is kind of really shallow, and they're like, "Oh man, and you're oppressing me," you know, and then they all kind of bandied together. It's really one of the most annoying things ever.
Don't tread on my pony.
Right. Yeah.
But it has gotten to be this.
Oh, continue.
I was gonna say it has gotten to be this big, huge phenomenon. I heard of these men, 24 to 32 who are watching this show for girls.
Right. Yes.
I even heard it on NPR.
Oh, yeah, yeah. It's a big deal now. It's definitely,
I have friends
closest...
that are 40 that are watching the show.
Yeah, it's
and reviewing it every week.
We're going to get to little girls. It really is. Maybe little girls will like me if I watch My Little Pony. That's probably what they're...
Maybe that's the point.
Yeah,
nudge, nudge.
They're all the good kids cartoons are on Cartoon Network nowadays, which has really kind of stepped up their game.
Is it?
Yes. They got that. They got Regular Show.
Ben 10.
I don't know about Ben 10. I'm thinking of Regular Show, Adventure Time. Chowder got canceled, but that was great.
I thought we talked about this before.
Yeah, but. Spooey and Chad weren't here. What is that other one that's on Cartoon Network? Let me look it up. I caught an episode of it the other day.
Oh, Gumball?
Yes, I enjoyed it. I did.
I don't know. It seems like it might be okay. I don't know.
It's not necessary. It's not for my... It's it's not aimed towards people my age, of course. But I think if I was in the correct age group, I would gray muchly. Right. Or muchly, it's not a word. Yeah. I would enjoy it.
The new Scooby-Doo is amazing, I have to say.
Yeah. That's good.
26 episodes of awesomeness. I remember when I posted those, I called them memes, but that was a misnomer. Macros. I posted some macros, and Chad's like, what the hell is this? You know, this isn't Scooby-Doo.
Yeah, because I remember, like, watching original Scooby-Doo.
Me too. That's what makes it so interesting. They have a lot of references to the old shows.
That show's too bright. The colors hurt my eyes.
I can't go back to watching Scooby-Doo for some reason.
The new show is really good. It has, like, an actual plot line and stuff. And character.
Oh, yeah, the old Scooby-Doos. When I was a little kid, I loved them. But, like, when I hit once I hit a certain age, I was just like, this show is boring. Oh, my God.
Right.
Do you remember when they used to air it with snorkels?
No.
The little underwater creatures?
I do remember liking snorkels more than Smurfs.
Oh my God, Spooey, please stop.
I'm muting Spooey.
But,
Did you ever play the Smurfs painting game for, like, I think it was Coleco or Atari? That thing was amazing for back then.
We don't do those things, Spooey.
Oh man, I gotta find this.
No, we don't do those things, okay?
It was like Mario Paint, but more advanced than that. I gotta find it.
Wait. More advanced than Mario Paint? I didn't know the technology was possible, man.
Well, when you consider it came out 10 years prior,
I don't.
It's kind of shocking.
You are blowing my mind here, bro.
It's not just your mind.
So you're blowing me? Is that what you're trying to
do? I was trying to say I was blowing hot air.
Oh.
That's not what it
but
sounded
like. But if
that's
what
you want to
make. Oh, man. So, am I the only one excited for the new Zelda? It feels like it.
Does it have voice acting this time?
No.
You don't need voice acting to make a good game, Chad. I can think of...
I can understand not having, like, amazing voice acting, but it should at least have some voice acting.
Honestly,
it does have, like, the Simlish kind of speaking.
Simlish? Really?
Yeah. Combined with the text, you know, I think that's okay.
The only game that did the Simlish speaking that I thought was really enjoyable was Pikmin.
Oh, yeah.
Like, it had some of the funniest sounds.
Right.
When people were talking, you know? It was just like, what are they saying? And it seemed... I felt like... The whole time I played Pikmin, I felt like somebody was on a drug trip when they made that game. Someone was on a really crazy one.
I have mixed feelings about Pikmin, because it's like... It's a great game, you know? And you know, Miyamoto, it was his baby. But it kind of... For me, kind of signaled Miyamoto's thinking curving away from, like, you know, the core sensibility almost. You know, I can kind of see the progression from that to, like, Wii Sports, which isn't a bad thing. It's just, like, he's not making, you know, new IPs like Mario and Zelda, which is
he's getting
disappointing.
Although it was a new IP, though, and I think that,
right,
in its own right, is, like, you know, has... Has there been any, like, worthwhile new IPs from Nintendo in how long?
There's Wii. The Wii.
Tamagotchi Friend Collection.
I don't think the Wii games are really, like, I said worthwhile, not, like, you know, like, it's point, that like, they're fun, but they're pointless throwaway fun.
Did anyone play Fossil Fighters?
Nintendogs?
These are all, like...
Wasn't there, like, a Heracles game that came out on the DS?
Whoa,
like,
that's loud.
3 years ago? For me?
No, sorry. The Smurf paint in place. Sorry.
Oh,
okay.
I'm looking it up because
Smurf paint and play. Custer's Revenge Edition. That's what I thought when I saw him. I saw Smurf walking on stage. I'm like, oh God, he's not gonna bone Smurfette, is he?
Right.
You know, there's a rumor that in one of the Smurf games, Smurfette is topless.
Only you would know that, Spooey.
Yes. What the heck?
Wouldn't I?
Maybe Chad, too.
I would want to see Smurfette topless.
Yeah, maybe if Vanity is bottomless, then Chad.
It's like looking at a mutant Avatar character naked.
Sure, Spooey.
Because they're blue.
I'm certain. Vanity was gay, right? I think we can all agree on that.
Of course.
Did anybody watch that Smurf live action movie?
No. It had Neil Patrick Harris, though, so it couldn't have been all bad.
No, it probably was all bad.
That movie, for the last 8 weeks, I believe, is the highest grossing foreign movie.
Foreign audiences don't know.
Yes. I'm sure it's very popular in France. But I'll get you guys the numbers, because I know you're dying to find out.
I can see it now, though. You know, like, ooh, American is very funny, blue people.
Racist accent.
That is a very racist Indian accent, yes, but... My God, I can't get over how disturbing this picture of Jesse with boobs is. Holy crap. Did you guys click this?
The one I sent?
Yeah, the one that Spooey sent?
That's from a real episode from season
one. And then Misty crying in the background for obvious reasons. It's just so...
Yes.
I think, if I'm not mistaken, I believe the episode had something to do with, like, her breasts weren't being developed right, and they wanted to make her feel bad by dressing up like a girl with actual breasts.
No, I think
and
it
make her cry?
I think it was a swimsuit competition, actually.
No, it's much more enjoyable when the show is making fun of people with small breasts. You know, it's Pokemon. Let's all make fun of people. You know, with small breasts.
Right.
Yep.
But going back to that Pikmin thing, I mean, doesn't it kind of suck to see like these great game creators slowly going into like this strange senility?
Sort of. I don't think Miyamoto's lost it yet, though.
Really? Wii Music?
I mean, obviously, he's not 100%, but nobody really is.
He's more of a producer.
I think he's better as a guiding hand for the newer developers. I think he really does have really sharp game design skills that would be wasted.
But it reminds me of, like, Uematsu right now. Like, Uematsu makes, like, one good song, then the rest of the songs album were just garbage.
Nah, I don't think you can compare him like that.
No, you can kind of compare it to a lot of things. I mean, like, even actors. Look at Eddie Murphy, for example.
Okay.
And I'm sorry, this is a crappy analogy. What's the last good movie you saw Eddie Murphy in? It was probably Bowfinger back in the 90s.
I own that, but I've never watched it.
It's a good one. Watch it. Of course, every time I mention anything.
Much like my games, I actually have never watched that either.
Wait. Maybe the Dr. Dolittle remake. Maybe.
Well, he was in Shrek as the donkey.
That's true.
Not a good movie.
The first one.
Maybe the first one is. The first one. Yeah, okay, but like everything. I think they ruined the first one for me with all the sequels.
Shrek 2 is okay.
But now they have the Puss in Boots, right, coming out?
Yeah.
And it's just like, you know, I'm Antonio Banderas and nobody cares to see me anymore. The movie.
Zorro!
Speaking of, whatever happened to Ricky Martin?
Who cares?
He's living La Vida Loca.
He came out and... now he's living a life.
Whatever happened to Phoebe Cates?
The crazy life.
Who?
Chad.
After Drop Dead Fred came out, her career.
Wait, who?
Phoebe Cates.
Oh, when you said Drop Dead Fred, I thought you were referring to Rick Mayall.
Okay.
Left Dead Fred.
Yeah.
He's too sexy for his cat.
I love Rick Mayall. Holy crap.
He's too sexy for his shirt, and he's so too sexy that it hurts. And he'll do his little moves on the catwalk. He'll shake his little tush on the catwalk. Oh, yeah, on the catwalk.
If you guys ever get a chance, this is why I love Rick Mayall so much.
Who?
The guy who played Drop Dead Fred. You've never seen that?
Who?
Oh, that's who the guy is?
Yeah.
I kept thinking, I had Yahoo Seriously stuck in my head all these years. But I knew it was him.
No, have you ever seen The Young Ones on BBC?
I have not, actually.
Oh, you have to.
Do you know who Yahoo Serious is?
I don't.
Who?
He was Yahoo Serious.
Who?
Exactly.
Quit doing that.
He was an Australian actor that came out with a movie called Young Einstein.
Australia? Who? What?
Yeah, and then, like,
a place?
He came out with another one that was, like, a parody of RoboCop, where I guess he dressed up with, like, a garbage can on his head. And
easy
then he became the butt of a joke on The Simpsons, and nobody ever heard of him.
Who?
It's not funny anymore. Stop it.
Reckless Kelly. There we go.
Who? Okay, I'll stop.
Spooey, I feel like we could, like, if we gave you a TV show, you could make so many pointless references.
Yeah, it's like I Am Seinfeld, but without the humor.
It's
great.
Yeah.
What's the deal with Reckless Kelly?
That was an awful impression.
I'm sick. It's gonna be awful. Did you hear me sneeze earlier too? I hope that didn't like ruin your thing.
No.
I try to guard my mic the best that I could.
Can I be George Costanza?
Sure.
I'll be Kramer.
You have to gain some weight.
Yeah.
I'm a Kramer. I'm Kramer. Chad.
Chad doesn't have to gain any weight, but he'll be Newman.
Newman. I can't do it with the cold.
Can I be racist against Chad since I'm Kramer?
Oh God.
You know what movie he was good in?
UHF.
Yes.
Oh yeah.
Who?
Stanley Spadowski.
What?
Michael Richards from UHF. Oh, I'm thinking of something orange.
Is it an orange?
It's an orange.
Jeez. I love that movie.
That's not even one of the best jokes in that stuff.
I know.
Have you guys never seen UHF?
No.
That was it's Weird Al's one and only live action feature film.
Huh.
It came out in the summer of '89, and I don't know if you guys are familiar, but Orion Studios basically was going bankrupt, and they only had RoboCop, the RoboCop franchise, and you see what they did with that after the first one. So UHF had the highest test screening audience scores ever in the company.
Wow.
And they said, this is the movie that's going to save Orion. And then they released it, and it was like gone the next week. Nobody went to go see it.
It's a good movie, though. I love
it. It came out the same year as Batman.
Oh, jeez.
Weapon 2, Indiana Jones.
Quit being Wikipedia.
I'm just repeating what he says on the audio commentary.
How do you have it memorized?
This is Spooey we're talking about here.
Do you, like, listen to the audio commentary on your way to work or something? You're, like, in the car?
Yes.
And you're singing along, you know. You're like, Batman came out in '89.
It did. Well, you know, when I was in 7th grade, we took a field trip to Salem, Massachusetts to find out about all the witch trials. And I had my brother record the Spider-Man animated series from Fox onto an audio cassette so I could listen to it on the way there and back.
Wow.
And that's what I did. And the battery was starting to die, so it was kind of like only running it at like 3/4 the speed. And you hear the voices like...
I can imagine this being hilarious.
Now, the episodes were the Alien Costume Saga 1, 2, and 3. So you get the whole like Venom trilogy going on there, you know? But you hear all the voices just going like, Spider-Man tried to ruin me. I'm gonna get Spider-Man. And that's, you know, obviously Eddie Brock. Yeah?
I feel like we should recreate this as like a G-Forum project. You know, just like audio, slow down audio recordings of Spider-Man.
What?
You get right on that, Ryan.
Okay.
That's your personal project.
Yeah. GCast 23, slowed down audio recordings of Spider-Man.
We should just slow this down.
Yeah. And
or
then,
speed it up.
Yeah.
I mean, everybody loves chipmunks, right?
And I'll do my best, what's his name? Who played Spider-Man?
In the in the movie?
I'll just say Andrew Garfield because he's the only person who plays Spider-Man I can think of right now.
Tobey Maguire?
Tobey Maguire! That's his name!
Christopher Barnes?
No.
Series? I'm from the
90s?
I want to say Reno Romano did the voice on Spider-Man Unlimited. Neil Patrick Harris did the voice for the MTV series.
Chad, what do you think of the new Spider-Man?
Andrew Garfield?
Yeah.
I love him.
The only movie I've really seen him in was Imaginarium of Dr. Parnassus.
You never saw Social Network?
Oh, I saw Social Network, but like only the first. I saw like the first 10 minutes, and I was just like, I don't like this movie, and I turned it off.
He was good in that, actually.
I didn't think the movie was enjoyable.
I watched that movie 12 times.
I expected
really?
That.
You were weird.
I expected to hate The Social Network, and I had watched.
Instead, I only hated Mark Zuckerberg.
Right.
Remember the line where they say, "You're not an asshole. You're just an idiot."
No.
Or something like that.
The line is, "You'll think everybody hates you because you're an asshole, but really." Or because you're a geek, but it'll really be because you're an asshole.
No, at the end, remember like the lawyer helper person there?
Oh, you're not an asshole, you're just trying to be one or something like
yeah,
that.
Yeah, there we go. You're just trying too hard.
Yeah, I got the movie on Blu-ray and I watched it like 12 times in a month.
My god.
You should read the book. It's a little bit better.
I never liked
you read
the West
book?
Wing.
Yeah, I
did. That sounds like a horribly boring book.
It was
so
pretty
wait,
good.
Something that's based on the internet, they actually transported to paper?
Yeah, that doesn't...
Well, I actually got the audiobook.
I thought they stopped
of course
it.
You did, yeah.
I thought they...
Yeah.
It
I got
ended
the audiobook,
abruptly.
Too. It was called The Movie, but they added moving pictures to it.
Chad, I thought it ended abruptly because it was still, like,
yeah, it goes all the way
progress.
To... Well, it doesn't go into the lawsuit that much, but it goes to, what's his name, Ricardo? Is it? It goes to, like, his graduation.
Do the Winklevosses show up?
Yeah,
wait
they're all in there. All the characters in there.
You're
Did
saying
you see
this
the
book
commercial?
Is good. Didn't you also think that, like, Twilight was good?
I've not read the Twilight books, but I think the Twilight movies are amazing.
By Twilight...
Oh, my God.
They are...
Movie,
it is so stiff and amazing.
Stiff? Yeah.
She
that,
looks
that
so uncomfortable.
Stiff?
It looks like she is constipated throughout the entire movie.
Okay, that might... And they breathe heavily.
Yeah.
Lot. They do. There's a lot of heavy breathing where there doesn't be heavy breathing.
So, are we not talking about the Reese Witherspoon Twilight movie?
What is that?
From 1998.
We're not talking about the Electric Light Orchestra song Twilight.
We're not talking about Twilight Princess.
I said Burns.
But you know, I don't think Stephanie Myers is like an amazing author or anything. But I do like those movies.
Sure.
I heard the movies were so much better than the books.
Yeah.
But I've yet to watch any of them.
I have yet to watch any of it. I'm
anything.
Proud of that.
I, out of curiosity, I'm ashamed of it. I read the first few pages at Walmart. It's the first book, and it
trying
like,
to get late.
No. I was waiting for my friend in the bathroom. Well, I mean, I wasn't.
Wait, you brought the book into the bathroom?
No. The book section is, like, real, right outside the bathroom for obvious reasons.
So they don't care about flagging the books then, right?
Oh, no. And, you know, if you're out of toilet paper, you need something to wipe with, and the Twilight was right there. But,
And it makes an excellent source.
Oh, definitely. Yeah. Like, you know, it's like, oh, it's... The paper sparkles in the sunlight.
Yeah. Do they really sparkle in the movies?
Yes. But it has to be, like, very bright sunlight.
I think if you watch the Twilight movies, like, and look at it as a really cheesy camp, then it would probably be pretty enjoyable.
How are they going to do the last book? Because that has, like, a bunch of craziness going on.
How do you know?
Babies.
I read a cracked article.
They're splitting it into two, right?
No.
Unfortunately.
Yeah, they are.
They are?
Yeah.
They're doing the Harry Potter treatment.
Yeah, when I saw Harry Potter, the preview said part one.
Yeah. I had it in my set for like 2 months.
Why?
It's amazing.
How are you watching it? As a romance?
Yeah, I'm watching it as like these two high school kids who have just, well, I guess one high school kid.
One high school kid and one like
50,000-year-old dead guy who wants to drink blood.
Yeah.
I think that's the most unbelievable part of the books in the movie, is that, like, I think if I'd been around for 10,000 years, I would not want to deal with some high school girl's shit, right. You know? I'd just be like, I've been around way too long to take you seriously.
Wait, why was he hanging around the high school anyways?
Yeah, you think
that's
he'd
the
have
strange
been
part, because
that's the strange virgin part?
That's what vampires
he was looking for some high school poon, duh.
You saw once bitten with Jim Carrey, right?
Oh, God, the Emma Stone thing?
No, Jim Carrey was in a movie in the 80s called Once Bitten, like, before he was famous.
Oh,
and, like, no. Lauren Hutton, the model, wakes up after, like, 100 years, and every 100 years she has to drink the blood of a virgin. And he's, like, him and, like, his two geeky friends are, like, the only three virgins in California.
Right.
It wasn't bad. For an 80s movie.
I think I want to end this podcast before this conversation goes any further.
Can I make one more comment? It's one of those like things only I would know, probably.
Oh, jeez.
I'll allow it.
The Reese Witherspoon Twilight movie is the only movie she's ever been naked in. So rush out to Netflix right now.
Is that a good thing?
Depends on if you like Reese Witherspoon. Paul Newman's in it, too.
Although...
She broke Jake Gyllenhaal's heart. Screw her.
Oh, not Spider-Man. The guy who was going to replace Spider-Man?
Jake Gyllenhaal.
Yeah, he was supposed to replace Spider-Man.
He was supposed to be Spider-Man.
He was?
Yeah.
I don't know. I would have watched that.
He and
Tobey Maguire.
Oh, yeah. He's definitely too old now.
Well, the movie was like 10 years ago, though.
Yeah, the original Spider-Man.
Oh.
Well, he was considered for the movie with Tobey Maguire, and then Tobey Maguire, I guess, hurt his back from like an incident he did filming Seabiscuit some years prior. And supposedly there was a rumor that Tobey Maguire was just saying he hurt his back to kind of hold out for more money, because Spider-Man did so well that there was a time when they kind of threatened him that they were going to replace him with Gyllenhaal.
I thought it was him happened. And Topher Grace.
Now, Topher Grace was in the third one.
He was Venom. He was a terrible Venom, by the way.
Spider-Man.
Yeah, he definitely... That was miscast as hell.
Yeah.
I like Topher Grace, but that was not his role.
You basically are Topher Grace,
right? That was a bad movie.
Shut up.
You can't really do much with the material when the material sucks.
I blame that on Sony and what was the name of the studio head?
Who was that? What was that? Sorry.
The studio head at Sony that forced Venom into the movie.
It wasn't Laura Ziskin.
It was
Sam Raimi.
No.
Was it Bob Zarad?
Sam Raimi was not a force.
I think it was Bob something. Yeah.
Did you guys see the? I might have already told you guys about this, but the alternate ending that someone made for Spider-Man 3,
no.
Or how it should have been. Like, it was basically, it had the whole black suit Spider-Man in the movie. But what if that movie had ended with Venom being born?
It would have been a lot better.
I know.
Then
and
they
then,
could
like,
have
that would
actually
have led
made a real
one.
Third movie and then had a fourth movie.
Oh, the real Venom.
The fourth one would have had, you know, an actual, like, story arc with Venom and everything.
I'm still pissed Sony axed Raimi.
Yeah. And then they could have thrown Carnage into the mix. Right. And that would have been awesome.
That's the part that sucks, because Raimi didn't even want Venom in the movie. And then Sony and Avi Arad basically said,
that's the
guy. You gotta put him in there because everybody loves it. Well, yeah, Avi was from Marvel, though.
Right, yeah, I got that confused.
But, yeah, he basically had to rewrite it and add him in, which is kind of like why he just only shows up as Venom for like the last like 25 minutes or so of the movie.
Hmm.
Call me a dork, but I'm still pissed that they never put Scorpion in any of the movies.
Well, they were going to put Vulture in Spider-Man 4.
Yeah. And then Sony was like, we don't want him. We need somebody cooler.
Actually, now that I think about it, what's her face? Chick that's Catwoman.
Emma Stone? Catwoman?
Yeah.
Oh, Anne Hathaway?
Yeah, she was going to be like the Vulture's wife or something in Spider-Man 4.
Yeah. I do not think she looks bad in those pictures. Everybody keeps complaining that.
Right.
Have you seen the pictures of her?
I need to see the film.
It doesn't look
in
very
motion.
Serious. They're going for an old 60s Catwoman. What's her face? From the
all
old...
three of them? There were three from the
Michelle thing. Pfeiffer?
No, the old... Michelle Pfeiffer in the 60s? Are you... She was like a baby.
You're thinking of Lee Merriweather, Julie Newmar, and Eartha Kitt.
No, the costume is nothing like those costumes. Ryan, I can't hear you.
Yeah, your voice is, yeah. Lee Merriweather, Julie Newmar, and Eartha Kitt.
Yeah, Julie Newmar. They were definitely going for a Julie Newmar.
Nah. The costume is more like her recent comic costume, but with, like, a couple weird changes that they made for some reason.
She's got to have a line in the movie where she says to me, like, that would be simply perfect.
And then Batman can pull out his shark repellent.
Yes. Yes. Why won't this shark get off my leg?
I finally watched that.
That's a,
can't hear you, Ryan.
When a dolphin sacrifices himself to save Batman and Robin on the buoy, it's like you don't even see him getting blown up.
Hmm. Yeah, it was definitely silly, but that was what I loved about it.
I really want to see the trailer for that movie.
The 60s Batman movie?
No.
Oh, the new one?
Don't be a crazy person. Because the teaser wasn't really convincing.
Everybody knows that Trex has a huge hard-on for Christopher What's-His-Face. Nolan.
Not really.
Is this new one going to be 4 hours long?
That huge. Hey, the longer the better, baby.
I don't know. I think, like,
you know what would be make. Sorry, go ahead.
No. The only Christopher Nolan movie that haven't like really really liked so far has been Inception.
What?
Really?
Did you see Inception in a theater?
I saw it twice.
Don't spoil it.
I saw it twice, but I won't spoil it. But
it
just it wasn't very. I don't think it was very well thought out. Like, and everybody was like, it's mind-blowing, it's crazy. It was, like, the easiest to follow movie I've ever seen.
I didn't think it was mind-blowing, but the sound in that movie, especially you see in the theater, just amazing.
I thought it was a really cool idea, and I thought he executed it really well.
Christopher Nolan movies since Batman Begins have had great sound.
Right.
But, I don't know, I think that Inception was just kind of...
He's only made, like, what, three movies since then, right?
Yeah.
Just the Prestige after that?
Yeah, the Prestige. It was the Batman Begins, the Prestige, Dark Knight, and Inception. Yeah, and they all had great sound.
Did you love his Doodlebug movie?
I have not. What?
His short film, Doodlebug, from 1997.
I don't know what you're talking about.
Stop
being
a walking Wikipedia.
Yeah, I've seen his first full-length. Following, which is really good. Black and white. So.
I don't think I've seen any of his movies other than the two Batman movies.
The only one I haven't, like, seen while I, like, since I was... I saw it when I was a kid, but I don't remember anything about it. It was Insomnia.
I keep getting that movie.
I don't think he did that movie.
Yeah, he did. He did the remake with Robin Williams.
I get that movie confused with Memento.
Yes, I'm thinking he was writing it.
Memento is his best. Wait, no. I don't know, maybe The Prestige. I really like The Prestige.
The Prestige was really good. But I had it spoiled for me, so it wasn't...
That sucks.
...super good.
I hate Memento.
You
so
know
hard to follow.
What?
You're slow.
You know what would make the Batman movies a little bit better? If they didn't have Christian Bale's voice always growling all the time.
Nothing.
That's like the one thing.
Don't swear to God, swear to me.
Like, yeah, I might be
it was good
biased.
In the first movie.
I might be biased, but I felt like Watchmen did it better.
I thought it was decent in the first movie.
I thought Watchmen was a great movie.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
But
yeah,
then in the second movie, they digitally like made it like gruffer or something, which is why it sounded so
silly.
Tacky.
The only problem I had with Dark Knight was they didn't focus on Bruce.
Right.
Enough, which I think they're going to fix that in the next one.
Yes, that's why it's so exciting.
Yes.
You guys know the people who, like, for like 2-3 years after, you know, for the last couple of years, say, since The Dark Knight came out, and it's like every comic book movie that comes out, like the first post they say is, "It's not going to be better than The Dark Knight. The Dark Knight rules."
I don't know any people like that, Spooley.
Yeah. What kind of comments are you hanging out at?
Yeah.
And I'm like, this is a movie where the guy who, like, is out fighting crime and running a business, like, 24 hours a day and doesn't sleep, has the time to build an underground lair with monitors that tap into everybody's cell phone in the entire city.
He delegates.
And use them to harness all this energy in, like, 2 nights, right? And it's like, yeah, there's nothing realistic about this movie. I'm sorry.
I watched Iron Man 2 recently.
I never saw that.
I like the Iron Man movies a lot.
I like his technology, but I don't really care for the story.
I thought the first movie was great, and the second movie was like, eh.
I felt the same way, but the second time I saw the second movie...
It's easy to watch, but you realize there's, like, nothing there at all.
Yeah, but I really liked the first one because it was, like, it was a slow burn, and I thought that they did that really well.
The first one came out of nowhere. It was like, when you heard the name Iron Man, if you weren't like a Marvel Comics reader, you had no idea who the guy was.
Right.
And then all of a sudden it just blew up in theaters and like he became like this big thing.
Well, it was a good movie.
Yeah. But it seemed like when the second one came out, it was like everybody had a big ego about it. It was like, let's throw in all these like characters that are not explained where they are or who they come from, and we'll just like have these like little jokes and we'll, you know, apply our egos and everything.
What's like, his face? Who played Justin Hammer? Did really well.
Yes, he was the. I think he was the best part of the movie.
Well, RDJ.
There were some cringeworthy things in that movie that he said, intentionally cringeworthy.
Yeah,
he just did them great, and it was like, the only thing the U.S. government is going to run out of is ink on the contracts. Yeah, they signed the contracts.
So wait, Spooey.
That's a great line.
Yeah, perhaps, but Spooey, since you are the king of obscure references and movies that not everybody has seen, like when everybody's like, you know, it's not going to be as good as The Dark Knight, do you respond with, "It won't be as good as Darkman"? Something.
Ryan, we can't hear you.
Nothing can compare to Darkman. I mean, at least the first one. Both Liam Neeson and Frances McDormand went on to Oscar nominations right after that movie. Can't go wrong with that. You guys have seen Darkman, right?
Nope. Is he like a superhero?
Yeah.
It's a Sam Raimi movie. You guys can't not have seen
Liam Neeson.
He plays a guy who's working at this genetic lab to replicate skin for people who, like, you know, are in accidents and like burn their skins, and then almost ironically, his skin gets burned off in an accident. These mob people blow up his lab and they think that he's dead, but he falls like into the ocean, and they pull him into the hospital and use him as like this dummy body to try these tests on, and they cut his nerves out, but he wakes up and he realizes that like his whole body's like scarred and he doesn't have any control of his nerves, but he goes back to his lab and like replicates his skin. But the problem is that the skin will start breaking down after 99 minutes because unless he's in the dark.
I don't think we have to.
So needless to say, he goes around and he tries to get revenge on everybody.
Doesn't sound like a superhero.
But it's good. It's really good.
I mean, because there's nothing better when you get your skin burned off than falling in the ocean. Everybody knows that.
Yep.
But
it was supposed to be the Shadow.
I think that we should end the podcast recording right about now. And like maybe we could continue the conversation.
Don't you think our listeners would love to hear about people's burnt skin?
I don't think that they would. The burnt skin demographic does not.
Think of the money you could make selling ads to Neutrogena. I mean, that would be really good for lotion and stuff. That would be great.
So our Google ads aren't working. Yeah. But, okay.
So, yeah, check out that Twilight for Naked Reese Witherspoon. That would be really great.
Okay. I think
that was like 20 minutes ago.
That's a good place to end this podcast.
Yeah.
Thank you all for showing up, Spooey, especially since you were sick.
I'm always sick, Andrew.
Is Chad still here even?
I think he's asleep. I'm here. Oh, okay. Good morning, Chad.
That's 12 a.m. yet.
And, Mr.
Hey, Chad, what is your last name?
Why do you want to know? I'm
scared. I think you've been showing up on my Facebook. Your friends are friends with this person for like every day of the last 8 months.
Chad Skylofton.
Yes, you are the one from my Facebook. All right.
It's always weird when you get Facebook things from someone from the internet that you don't know who their name is.
I don't go to Facebook anymore because I'm better than the rest of you.
I don't really use it as much anymore either. It's just kind of, I think I just kind of grew out of it. There's no particular reason. But...
Right, yeah. Well,
now that they've changed it, you don't show up anymore. Now it just tells me, like, people that, like, my friends have subscribed to.
Yeah, and why are they constantly changing stuff?
What's up like with that?
Doesn't need to be changed.
Well, you know,
what's up?
If you had been paying attention to Facebook the last, like, 3 years, you would realize that they're going to introduce charges to people that are going to have three levels. And unless you repost that inside of your window, your icon will turn blue and you'll be able to be there for free. I mean, everybody knows. What's that? I can't hear you.
Hold on.
There you go. Somewhat.
You send this message to 20 people on your PlayStation.
Not good enough.
If you send this message to 20 people on your PlayStation Network friends list, you will get $10 to spend in the PlayStation store.
Is that what's going around now for the PlayStation stuff?
No, it used to.
All I know is that if I forward this email, Microsoft will track it and they'll send me a free cell phone. So you guys got to help me out on that.
If I forward this email to 10 people, a man with no eyes won't come into my house tomorrow night and kill my mother.
But he'll still kill your father, right?
He's dead.
Oh, I'm sorry.
But anyhow,
is he seriously?
Yeah, even though it's true. But,
I'm sorry.
No, it's no big deal. It's a long time ago. But anyhow, I knew I was forgetting something I was going to do in the podcast. I was going to do... When you said something about Romano.
Reno Romano? The voice of Spider-Man?
I was
going
to do my Ray Romano impression.
No, please no.
Are you going to say, I'm glad you reacted?
No, I was going to do this thing that my friend...
Breast cancer research commercial? Right.
I have not seen that.
Well, there's like three people in a restaurant, and if you like use your credit card or something, like it goes towards breast cancer. And then he comes out, and the three girls are like, "Oh my god! Oh my god! It's Ray Romano!" And, like everybody's sitting around him is just like acting normally.
No, why would anyone care to see Ray Romano?
And he says something like, "Well, I'm glad you reacted because most people don't."
Like, okay. I've heard enough. I'm stopping this.
I thought we were done recording.
Although, one quick news for our listeners, The Walking Dead is now on Netflix.
Okay.
I thought we were done recording. You can cut the recording off back when I said, let's cut the recording off like 10 minutes ago.
I'm not indebted to you. I do what I want.
Whatever.
Just fix it in post.
Yeah.
And then you could have like the special like extended edition of the podcast.
Extended rant edition.
Didn't you do that one time?
Yes, we made a whole
half episode that had like just random crap that we didn't be talking about for like 2 hours.
Yeah, and we actually ended up being pretty on topic for most of it. I just split it up because of the time stuff.
You should do that. Just have
I was gonna do my Ray Romano impression thing that my friend Spencer and I do. It's whenever bad things happen, we do Ray Romano when bad things happen to him. Yeah.
Go for it.
Okay. Oh no! Why is this happening? Oh no!
Yeah. What's the deal with Ray Romano?
And then the one time he asked, I was asked to do Ray Romano as Nicolas Cage in the infamous deleted scene from The Wicker Man with the bees.
I don't know what you're talking about, but that was a good Ray Romano impression.
Thank you. Not the bees! Oh no, not the bees! Why is this happening? Oh! Okay.
That was good.
Yeah, I'm making an ass out of myself.
Alright, I'm gonna sign off Skype now.
Okay.
So this chat will disappear into the aether.
No!
And Spooey, you will be banished to the Necronomicon.
You can't be banished to a book.
Yes, you can.
No, you can't. That's not how it works.
What about what was that Disney movie?
The Page Master?
Yes, the Page Master.
How do I pick the Page Master out of like every movie?
Is that even a Disney movie?
No, it wasn't.
Yeah, I was gonna say, cause I've seen that like a billion times.
I think that was like DreamWorks or something, wasn't it? Or 20th Century Fox or one of those two.
Whatever. We're on the same page, Louie.
How odd is it that I picked that out of like everything?
Yes, we know what we're talking about here.
Yeah. I loved that movie. It was like that was the Macaulay Culkin overlooked gem.
Right.
What's
it was really good.
What?
What's he been in lately?
Nothing.
He was on that show Kings on NBC before it got canceled.
Rehab.
Yeah, I'll tell you what he's been on. Mila Kunis. Zing!
I don't think that's the case.
No, they were.
Oh, really?
Why would she pick him?
I don't know.
Why would you not?
What about his brother?
I mean, like...
Other Culkin.
It's like they all look alike. It's very weird.
Racist. Chad is racist.
How often do you get three brothers who look like so similar?
Rory. Why don't you ask your parents?
Rory was the one from Igby Goes Down.
Yeah, I love that.
No, that
movie.
Was Kieran. I'm sorry, Kieran.
Oh, or no. Kieran. Yeah, Kieran was in. Yeah, no. Rory is the young one that nobody cares about. Kieran is the one that was in Igby Goes Down. That's the one I like.
And then he was in Scott Pilgrim.
Yeah.
He was amazing in Scott Pilgrim.
I love his character.
Wait, was he the gay guy?
Yeah.
Yes.
you know my favorite
girl?
Joke?
She a boy too? Yes.
He doesn't look that much like Macaulay Culkin.
The eyes. They all have the same eyes.
Yeah. Same pasty face.
You know what my favorite joke from Scott Pilgrim was? That it's stupid, but it was just funny. He says something about, he's like, oh, it's just my stupid ex-girlfriend. And then the guy says, like, the Uma Thurman movie? And I was like, I actually got that reference. And I was like, I actually laughed at that, like an actual real laugh. And I don't know if that's sad or not.
That is pretty sad. Because that wasn't really a joke. That was just like a reference.
Wait, do you guys think that when Macaulay Culkin orgasms, he makes the Home Alone face?
I don't know. Why don't we ask MJ? Oh.
Oh. Snap. It's funny because you think that MJ brought little kids to orgasm when really he was just like, I don't know, touching their privates or something.
That's usually what you...
No, I don't
whatever.
Think... usually when a grown man would touch your privates, I don't think it would be...
I try not to think about it too much.
You know, he's dead now.
Who cares?
Well, there's those people that thought he was still alive and it was like a big ruse.
And big ruse?
Ruse.
I saw a commercial that Fox was like pimping like the trial of MJ's doctor or something.
Yeah, that's been going on this week, I think, right?
Fox pimps everything. You know, Sarah Palin especially.
I turned on like all the news networks the other night when Steve Jobs passed away. And I checked out like NBC... CNBC, they had Nightline on, MSNBC, CNN. I put on Bloomberg. They all were talking about Steve Jobs. And then I turned over to Fox News, and it was Sarah Palin deciding not to run for 2012. I was like...
As if anyone cares.
What? When is it a news story when somebody doesn't run? I mean, I'm not running. Can I have people follow me around and talk for 50 minutes about me?
You won't be running. You won't be running, so like, you know, they won't have to follow you very fast. But
I won't. I actually won't be running because of my foot.
Spooey, you'll make a good vice president someday.
Yeah. And then I'll become like Dick Cheney. I'll be.
Yes.
Shooting people in the face.
Shooting people that have a man-sized safe in your.
To be fair, I do that already.
Spooey, you're like the scheming Jafar Vizier type of person.
Sure.
You're sneaky, is what I'm saying.
Yes. You can't see it right now, but I'm actually shifting my eyes narrowly.
No, I can't see that. Look behind you.
Are you the one that's been standing out in my bushes all night?
No, that's my friend.
Now you shall have your reward.
Your eternal reward.
Didn't one of the podcasts had like an Aladdin song in the opening?
Really?
Yeah, I think it was like six or something.
Oh wait, I remember that one. It was like, and you had the song go for like 2.5 minutes or something like that.
Why would you do that?
And I thought to myself, "Wow, it's the entire song. All right, let's go."
Wait, no, I did cut it a little. I did make that one a minute long. A couple of the others. The early ones I didn't really cut up that much.
Should you put Stairway to Heaven on in the front of this one?
I don't know.
Why would you do that?
Because she's buying the stairway.
Don't. Remember when we had to kick Sal out because he kept mic spamming?
I just did kick Spooey out.
You did?
Yes.
Why?
Where's that music coming from?
Whose music is going on in the background?
Yeah, I don't know.
Wait, y'all can hear that?
Yeah.
Speakers aren't that loud.
Speakers are good quality, unlike Ryan's.
It's not the speaker problem. The speakers aren't the problem. It's my headset.
No, I meant the microphone is good quality.
You didn't have to kick me out. I mean, I know my singing's not great.
I thought you were also doing the background music, too. So.
Oh, no.
But that was actually Chad. But no, do you remember when Sal kept mic spamming? And
yes.
Then every time you'd let him back in, he'd do it again?
Yes.
I think I've only had, like, one audio thing on the entire time that was, like, 10 seconds of, like, that Subway commercial.
Right.
Did you guys watch that?
No.
Nathan
I
Drake.
Did. It was kind of silly.
Nathan Drake loves
yeah,
his
own. I was like, oh my god, why would they? Yeah, it's kind of dumb.
Yeah, I mean, think of how much money it costs to like digitally edit in that Subway sub.
They should have done it, the whole thing with Donut Drake. That would have been perfect. You know,
oh,
and at the end, you have regular Drake, I think Donut Drake's pants. Like Jared. Did you see that one for here? You know? He'd be like Jared, only not as horribly but ugly.
Is Jared still around?
He probably died of Subway poisoning.
Yeah, you see Kevin Butler is back?
Yeah.
Doing that like Braveheart parody for Resistance 3.
He came back a while ago.
Yeah, they had like a whole
I don't think he ever really left.
No, he didn't.
I think the thing about
Aquas. I think it was kind like, of. It's probably a marketing stunt for Resistance because they didn't expect it to sell very well.
I think they put so much focus on, like, you know, the PR after, like, the security problems with the PlayStation Network that they kind of wanted to bring focus back to, you know, just him. So they have the whole he's returned thing.
Yeah, they wanted some. They needed to get back to the games instead of, like, you know.
Naturally, I'm waiting for Marcus to come back.
Oh, jeez.
Because I got to step my game up!
I'm waiting for All I Want for Xmas is a PSP to come
oh,
back.
Oh, jeez. But no, the Marcus, I think Marcus, the actor who plays him, I really hope that his career is a young child.
Can't hear you.
God damn it.
What are you doing over there?
Yeah, why does your microphone suck so much?
I don't know. It's a Skype mic, too. It's made for Skype.
That's crappy.
You need to, like, change the... where it has, like, the auto-adjusting.
Yeah, I was thinking about that.
I did change it. I have changed it before. That's not the problem. The problem is the mic needs to be plugged in every once in a while. Or unplugged and then plugged back in every once in a while.
How does mine, like, sound? I've never actually asked you guys if that
was... It sounds fine.
Yours is kind of tinny.
Oh, yeah, I can see that. But it's, like, as far
right
as...
Right
like,
now sound, or always?
Always.
Always. Yeah. As far as volume goes, it's fine.
I think I got this in, like, 92, or not 92, in, like, 2002 or 2003.
Chad sounds the best, I have to say.
Remember, like, when they had... You guys used
Yahoo Instant Messenger.
Yahoo Instant Messenger was, like, anti-Apple, because, like, they had, like, no voice support for Apple. So that's what, like, made me go to AIM all those years ago.
Why would you, like, use an Apple to talk? Apple goes in your mouth. Think don't come out of your mouth for the Apple. You are a silly goose.
I go. That's me biting into an apple.
Oh.
And then I would record that and like play it back in like WAV file format.
Remember if that guy on Iron Chef always like takes a bite to that pepper?
Yes. I miss those great like voiceovers they had from like the original series.
Iron Chef.
Because they redubbed them. They lost the rights to like the original like voice actor tracks. So they redubbed them and now they just suck. And the same thing with the music. Remember the music?
I was paying attention to the music.
It was like doo doo doo. And then now it's like just generic crap. I don't know.
What do you guys think this movie does for entertainment when he's alone? Do you think he does Iron Chef sound?
Oh, what do I do for entertainment when I'm alone?
Do you do the Iron Chef sound?
No, I actually put Fish Heads, the Barnes and Barnes song on, like an infinite loop, and I listen to that for about 3 or 4 hours.
And you play Smurf Paint?
What? You heard Fish Heads? Billy Mumy was one of those guys.
What do you got? What's wrong, Andrew?
I just wanted to say.
You wanted to say, oh?
Good night, everybody.
Okay, goodbye. I think I need to.
You have a burgerific day.
Alright.
Okay, I think we're boring to other people.
Okay, good night, Touchpad Chad.
Good night.
May the Schwartz be with you!
Next place, Bowie. And
yes.
And Toe for Grace.
Don't watch X-Play, people!
Good night, Doucher.